This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hillary Clinton's predicting President Trump will become more uncontrollable and more unaccountable after the midterm elections. Clinton speaking last night on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show.
The president is close to being uncontrollable. There are people still in there who, by their own admission, are trying to hold on to prevent even worse things from happening.
The woman who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault wants the FBI to investigate before she testifies at a Senate hearing. Christine Blasey Ford, claiming Kavanaugh held her down and groped her when they were both teenagers. Kavanaugh has denied the allegations. President Trump's to view flooding damage from Hurricane Florence in North Carolina today. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
More now on what was Hurricane Florence, as North Carolina's governor is concerned residents will return home before it's safe to do so. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
One thing we know too well is that sunshine doesn't necessarily mean safety.
The governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, worrying about the people in his state returning prematurely to their flooded out homes after Hurricane Florence.
Please, for your safety and the effectiveness of our emergency operations, do not try to return home yet.
As for the roads,
roads remain dangerous, and new road closings are still happening.
President Trump will be visiting parts of North Carolina today. A new poll shows Pope Francis's approval numbers down considerably in the U.S. after sexual assault accusations against the church. The early September Gallup poll showing just 53% of Americans have a favorable view of the Pope. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The U.S. Supreme Court says a lot of nonprofit groups have to disclose the identity of wealthy donors who give money to pay for aggressive political ads. Yesterday's ruling on so-called dark money donations, coming just 7 weeks before the midterm elections, it's expected to apply to explicitly political ads run by nonprofits between now and Election Day. The ads in question are those that tell people to vote for or against a candidate. People will no longer be able to donate to those ads anonymously. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he'll soon visit South Korea. Kim making the announcement today at a summit in Pyongyang with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in at his side. At the joint press conference, Moon said a summit with Kim could happen in Seoul this year. A Seoul summit with Kim Jong-un would be the first visit to the South by a North Korean leader since the peninsula was split after World War II. And the dictionary is growing again. The latest edition of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has 840 new words, including many that are, well, rather familiar to many people. New entries include adorbs, fave, mocktail, Instagramming, and airplane mode. Well, remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
we can switch.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody, look what's going. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you along with us. Appreciate you sharing a part of your day. Of course, so much being discussed about the Kavanaugh situation. Quite disturbing, you know, the way this is, you know, all playing itself out. And I can appreciate how you must feel about this. In fact, it was interesting. I got a call from a dear friend in California who told me yesterday that he had a chance to be to get a seat in the hearings. And he could not believe the circus atmosphere. And this is a guy, he's a retired teacher, a very practical guy. And suddenly, let's bring John Whitehead in here because I want to get John involved. John, I'm sorry we called you a little bit early, but I appreciate you being available. I know you're dealing with a lot of stuff there, you know, with the family and all. So thank you for being able to come on early. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Good to be talking to you as always. You know, especially on the heels of Constitution Day on Monday, there is so much happening on the Beltway that threatens our constitutional rights, our understanding of it. But I'd say for those of us who have some understanding of the Constitution, surveys show that probably only a third, if we're liberal, understand that the Constitution exists. You know, you got students in you know who are graduate students who think Judge Judy is on the Supreme Court. I mean, it's pretty crazy, isn't it?
It's getting pretty crazy, yeah. Because I mean, half of Americans can't even tell you what's in the can't tell you anything that's in the Bill of Rights.
Yeah. Exactly. Half America, and those, that would include attorneys too, John, by the way, I think you told me.
Yeah. I have summer intern programs with law students. Mm-hmm. I have law students come in to me, and they, I'll ask them, can you give me the five freedoms in the First Amendment? I haven't found one that can do it in 20-some years.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
and they're not being taught in school. That's the key, is the public schools now have closed down civics. They just mm-hmm. not... They can't tell you what's in the Fourth Amendment, you know, unreasonable search and seizure, and the police can pull you over. They can't tell you the freedoms. If you don't know what your freedoms are, how do you exercise?
Exactly.
That's the question.
No doubt about it. Real quick sidebar, John. You know, we saw that, Judge Kavanaugh had a small booklet in his hand. Was that a copy of the Constitution that he kept referring to? I mean, in fact, one of the senators had kind of mocked his reference in using that booklet. Is that what it was?
I do not know what it was, to be honest with you.
I've been looking all over, like, going, what is that booklet? But it's rather used. It's tattered. Obviously, he references it regularly because it's all dog-eared and, you know, well-used. And so I thought, well, maybe it's just, some constitutional cheat notes or whatever. I don't know. But I thought, well, you know,
a lot of judges today do not know what's in the Constitution. Most of the judges do not write their opinions. Very few judges even write their opinions. Their clerks do it now. So,
mm-hmm.
In fact, they say the last Supreme Court judge that actually wrote opinions was back in the 1950s. William O. Douglas wrote his own opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's done by clerks. When I've argued cases, by the way, the clerks usually sit in the audience or off to the side. I go over and talk to the clerks because I know that's who I have to influence.
Exactly, exactly.
I want them to like me. I don't know the judge. But the point is that, as I wrote in this thing, suspending the Constitution, we have, basically. Americans do not know what's in it. The government does whatever they want to do. I mean, when you have the NSA collecting 2 billion emails a day of American citizens without a warrant, that's surveillance. You're not supposed to do that. Collecting all our Facebook pages, all of our, they're downloading our phone calls now and keeping them so they can watch us. The Department of Homeland Security is doing threat assessments on American homes to see how dangerous we are.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that the people who wrote our Constitution, they're looking at us right now probably somewhere in a ghost world going, are you crazy?
Are you guys asleep or what? Yeah, exactly.
And we are asleep. Mm-hmm. I'll say it again. I had a law student, very bright one, in my summer intern program. She said, constitutional law class this year, you won't believe it, Mr. Whitehead. I said, what? He said, our professor, constitutional law professor, started the year off by saying, there's one part of the Constitution we will not be studying this year. And the students looked at him, he said, the First Amendment.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going, you're kidding me. Because when I was in law school, that was the premier thing we were taught, was the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment.
That's the linchpin. John, how do you...
Oh, yeah.
That is the linchpin of everything, right? Exactly.
How do you keep a people free? First of all, you tell them, like in the Declaration of Independence, you have a right to talk back to the government. You have a right to say shut up when they're treating you illegally. When they're, you know, you have a right to film the police. Police now are smacking people down because they're filming them.
Mm-hmm.
You have a right to tell a police officer he's wrong. They do not rule you. We are the masters. I tell people, read the Constitution just once, folks. It starts off with those three beautiful words.
We the people. Amen.
We are the government, folks.
That's right.
The reason all this is happening is because we're too busy sitting on the sidelines watching our screen devices. They're saying the average American watches up to 10 days of screen devices a day.
Yeah.
Well, if you're doing that, you're not going to be, you know, you're not going to be influencing your local government.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do whatever they want to do. Listen, the average American pays more in taxes than they do for food, rent, and medical care. They're taxing us to death, folks, and we don't seem to be saying anything. See, that was one of the reasons that we had a rebellion back in 1776, if anybody knows what that date means.
Right. One of those.
You know, some schools, by the way, they're not teaching the Declaration of Independence anymore.
No. Now, this is insane, but this is why so many of these kids graduating from college today, John, they think that socialism is a serious alternative. And you sit there and go, wait a minute, have you not even read the news and hear what's going on to Venezuela? John, they now, their inflation rate is over 1,000,000%. This is socialism, ladies and gentlemen, that's happening there in Venezuela. And that's what you want here in America? I mean, we're going to have a little bit of inflation to deal with ourselves. I was mentioning to somebody else earlier, John, that don't forget that the Fed's printed up $6 trillion in paper money to hold up the Obama administration, and we've got that to look forward to. And unless we have continue to enjoy a growing GDP, that $6 trillion of potential inflation that is lying there in the shadows is going to clobber us.
Well, the other thing is, too, China, Japan, all these countries we owe billions of dollars to, by the way, and we're picking fights with them a bit now. And what I'm seeing is that sooner or later these people are going to say, hey, I'm tired of this stuff. I want the money. And I'm afraid, though, and I've been warned by this by a few people that have worked in and out of the Pentagon that I've known. These are people that used to work for the NSA. They're saying, John, we may be on the verge of war here, a big war. And that's the other thing we have to watch out here is that getting drug into another war. A war will wreak havoc in this country. This may be the first time America ever gets bombed again.
Yeah.
Intentionally, it never really has that much. But the point is that we have gone off on the deep end, folks. And I'm saying the Constitution is suspended. It's time for we, the people, to get our butts in gear and get active.
without a doubt. We've got to be knowledgeable. But if you're not connecting with the Constitution, you know, we often remind everybody that several times a year, John, and there are triggered dates in which to do that, that you should read the Constitution. Yes, like past Monday was Constitution Day. Well, and it might be Constitution Day Wednesday, a couple of days afterwards. But look, it, you need to, hustle to get connected with the Constitution. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Get in front of the Constitution. Read it. And as John says, you will be greatly encouraged. At the same time, you will be challenged. We've got more from John Whitehead after this.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are good to me.
back is fresh and independent. And, of course, here we count every blessing. And we can count every blessing for all that our founding fathers gave us. But, you know, John, if we don't exercise those blessings, we just take them for granted. You have the America of the 21st century that we're right smack dab in the middle of all this chaos that's reigning, so much that's happening right before our eyes. Whether we look at the FBI, you know, what's going on with the Kavanaugh hearings, this whole process, what a circus that has become. And now we have a situation with an 11th hour Hail Mary letter that, you know, Dianne Feinstein kept in her drawer until I guess she needed it. I guess it was kind of like of the same vein that Peter Stroke and Lisa Page, you know, that insurance that they had against having another conservative judge to the Supreme Court. And then she plays this out.
Yeah, I mean, again, these allegations are quite old, and I'm not sure how factual. I mean, they have to be factual. So we'll see what happens as this folds out. But like you say, if she had it in her drawer, why in the world didn't she play the cards during the actual hearing?
Well, I think that these senators ought to be censured is something, you know, by the Senate. What the Democrat senators have done throughout this whole hearing has been a comedy. Kamala Harris, you know, accusing the judge and interrogating him in such a way as if she had evidence, and she takes him up to the edge. She has no evidence. She just wants to just threaten him in her inquiry. Spartacus moment, Cory Booker, all this stuff, and the hyperbole that has taken place, it's absurd. It doesn't promote the cause. And I'm thinking, John, we're not learning anything from this. It just continues to get worse.
It is getting worse. It's like, you know, I've been writing on for years. It doesn't, I mean, even the congressmen you're dealing with, they can't tell you what's in the Constitution. Most of them have never even read a word of it. You know, and I've argued, by the way, that before anyone takes office in our Congress, they should have to take a test on the Constitution.
Right.
If they can't pass it, they have to wait until they do.
Well, they might have a new immigrant citizen take that test for them because they know more about the
immigrants. Do much better,
yes,
by the way,
exactly,
on the test than the average Americans do. That's a tragedy. But the point is that it's all being played as a big game now. It's a lot of drama. It's people shooting their mouth off. It's people anteing up letters after, you know, things that happened many, many years ago. And the question is, if it's two people in a room, how are you going to prove what is true?
Right.
Especially
well,
there's a third party now, a third yeah. party who says he's not going to testify.
Yeah, he says he barely remembers, but he also, but he, you know, says Brett Kavanaugh he knew would never do this. So, you know, it's all, you know, but again, because of the hashtag MeToo sensitivity movement that's going on right now, you know, Republicans have to play this, you know, they're dancing a little bit of a political correctness dance. But I think what needs to be learned from this, John, is that all this evidence and all this stuff, you know, there needs to be rules. Although the Democrats have broken the rules, Cory Booker at least saying that he did, whether or not he actually did, but claims that he broke the rules by revealing information, classified information that was for the eyes of the members only on that Judiciary Committee, and that he was sending it out and, you know, pretty much just said, hey, I'll take the consequences. Well, I think that he should be given consequences, whether or not he was he actually did it. But the fact that he even talked about it, I think is irresponsible as a senator of the U.S. Of the United States.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't think we're represented anymore, by the way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was a study by Princeton University a couple of years ago. They studied all laws passed in Washington, D.C. for 20 years, and the professors came to the conclusion that we live in what they call an oligarchy, ruled by a moneyed elite.
Yes.
Most of those people up there in Washington, D.C., come on, I've sued the president. I've sued congressmen. I've sued many of these people in and out of Washington, D.C. And I'll be honest with you, it's one of the most corrupt towns that I've ever been connected to. And I was offered once of having an office up there, and I decided I didn't want an office in Washington, D.C., so I opted for one in Virginia.
Right.
The thing is that, again, you have to really pay. How many people actually contact your congressman with any complaints or say anything to them? And today it's very difficult because they hide. You can't get a hold of them. They don't even come to your community anymore to talk to you. And
exactly.
These are things we should start demanding. If we want this Kavanaugh hearing to be fair, then we need to start demanding that our so-called Congress people get their act together and represent us. They're not representing us, folks. They're representing money. 2 days a week, many of them go over to phone banks to raise money for their next campaign they're going to run. And I've heard Washington insiders tell me that. They say, John, from the day they get elected, they start raising money. They're there just to sit and get all these perks. Perks right. We don't get, by the way.
Exactly.
Nice, nice health care, folks. You're paying for it.
Yeah, you remember. Well, there's no doubt that they've been greatly spoiled and not held accountable. We're talking with constitutional attorney author John White.
I'm sorry. I'll use the word corrupt.
Yeah, well, I can't argue
either
with you, John.
Either they're representing us or they're representing somebody else. That's the question. Who are they? Who's putting money in their back pocket?
We'll follow the money, right, John?
Follow the money trail. Man, what was it that Mark Twain said, that the only criminal class in America was Congress? He saw it early on.
Exactly.
And we're so distant from it. That's the point. We're not involved. I'm trying to get people involved in their government, especially local government, to start talking back on these things. Mm-hmm. If you don't like the way the Kavanaugh hearing is going, get in your local community and have your local city send a message to Congress. They can do that, folks, under the 10th Amendment. Did you know that? Did you read the Constitution? And get involved. I mean, but the only way we're going to help this country, the only hope we have is for the average American to get involved in their government.
And that's what these elected officials are counting on, is that we're too busy, too overwhelmed, and that we are a passive constituency instead of being an activated citizenry, which is what our founding fathers demanded from us. That's what they laid out for us. This is why Benjamin Franklin, when he was asked, what did we have? Did we get a monarchy or did we get a republic? He says, well, a republic if you can keep it, right?
Yeah, Jefferson said eternal vigilance is the only way you keep freedom.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And again, I mean, I talk to the average American, they can't tell me. All they know is what they see on television. But listen, you gotta look at different news sources. You gotta go on the internet. You gotta read your local newspaper. You gotta get involved. Education precedes action. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, if you can complain to me, if you're sitting on your butt and you're complaining about the government, I'm saying get up off your seat and get moving, folks.
Without a doubt. John Whitehead is with us, constitutional attorney, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. His books are available online at Amazon.com. You can contact him at johnw@rutherford.org. That's johnw@rutherford.org. The suspension of the Constitution by the people that should be really leading the way on the connectivity to the Constitution. We're talking about our government is unhinged here, John. And I mean, we look at all around us what's happening with the FBI, the corruption there that's being exposed at every turn. I mean, this is all part and parcel of where our government is right now. And as the result of exactly what you said, and that's just people sitting on their butt and flapping their lips instead of really engaging the institution here.
Listen, the government fears movements. They fear people that join together, either with picket signs, going to meetings, showing up in Congress. They may arrest you in Congress. In fact, we've helped a number of people who've been arrested by standing up in Congress saying, hey, this is stupid. I mean, I like people getting involved. I like people who will take a stand. I mean, I like the people who gave us our Constitution and our founding documents. They took a stand. Many of them gave up their life fortunes and died for it. And if they're willing to do that, come on, folks. Give me 2 hours a day. Take 2 hours less watching TV and get down to your local city council. Or get a hold of this Congress and say, hey, come. We want you in our community. We want to question you.
Exactly.
They should be down there all the time talking to you. They're supposed to represent you. But they're sitting up there in Washington in their cushy chairs getting their free water and their flowers on their desk and all the perks. Flying around the country playing golf, they're not representing you, folks. You should be angry. That should make you so darn mad. You want to throw old pie dough at them.
Exactly. When you look at the calendar of how often they need to be in D.C. versus how often they're home, they've got a lot more time on their hands. John Whitehead on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
With the recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hillary Clinton's predicting President Trump will become more uncontrollable and more unaccountable after the midterm elections. Clinton speaking last night on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show.
The president is close to being uncontrollable. There are people still in there who, by their own admission, are trying to hold on to prevent even worse things from happening.
The woman who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault wants the FBI to investigate before she testifies at a Senate hearing. Christine Blasey Ford, claiming Kavanaugh held her down and groped her when they were both teenagers. Kavanaugh has denied the allegations. President Trump's to view flooding damage from Hurricane Florence in North Carolina today. And this is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown. And I will not stand alone. Cause you're my
Live. Hey, coming at you fresh and independent. Yes, turn it up 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, real quick here, we got Jenny Beth Martin standing by, but I want to remind you, don't forget to send in your email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Ask to be put in the hoppa for your chance to win God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, the Blu-ray DVD we are giving away. So real simple, just like always, because we're givers. Send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to see the DVD, Blu-ray, put you in a hoppa, pull your name out, boom, it's shakalaka, it's right there at home just like that for you. So you know what to do. As I promised, Jenny Beth Martin is here, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, as we call. This is a clarion call to all patriots, citizens, U.S. constitutional-loving citizens of this country to get activated. If ever we needed to get activated and remain as such, it is now, with all the insanity that is happening. And Jenny Beth, you know, the thing is that galls me is we're paying trillions of dollars for this circus.
We are paying trillions of dollars for this circus. And Congress right now, the Senate will be voting on more appropriation bills, and we're going to be paying even more and going into more debt. That's one thing, a debt-free future that we're still going to have to work on when the election is over.
You know, I was mentioning to several people this morning is we look at what's happening up in Venezuela, you know, 1,000,000% inflation. 1,000,000%, Jenny Beth. That's socialism on full display for you, ladies and gentlemen, right there. 1,000,000%. Now, don't forget that we have a looming inflationary bubble about ready to hit us because, oh, yeah, that's right. We printed $6 trillion with the Obama administration to buttress up his poor policies, and that bill's going to come due. And if we are not strong as a people in terms of our economy at all, this is going to crush us.
That's why the Tea Party movement began, because mm-hmm. we were, and still are, our government just spends and spends and spends. And we have still seen that. We have not seen a reining in of the government spending yet under this Republican-controlled Congress. And that's something that it's not going to happen right now, between now and Election Day. And in fact, now and the beginning of the next fiscal year, which is October 1st, it's less than 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm. But it is something that I think we can still work on. And the fact of the matter is, if Congress just spent one penny less out of every dollar, out of every dollar, we can have a balanced budget in about 5 years.
Right.
It's not an impossible thing to do. It just takes leadership and willpower.
It's not important to them. See, the leadership comes from we the people. That's what our U.S. Constitution says. But what happened is we the people have subordinated their desires to the, you know, we the elites. And that's what gets you $21 trillion in debt. So you need to hold them accountable. And it's just like, Jenny Beth, I tell people, it's like, you know, one day you wake up and you go, wow, you know, I got an extra 20 pounds here. How did that happen? And, you know, it is a process. You got to start, correcting your behavior. And this is what our government needs to do. It needs to correct its behavior. It is not capable of doing that itself. You're asking people to do brain surgery on themselves. The institution is well-defined. It is a ideologically fixed paradigm as it sits right now. But thank God for the Tea Party patriots and other God-fearing citizens who see the recklessness that has been taking place, and they see the extra 20 pounds and say, okay, I'm going to correct my behavior. But we need to band together from coast to coast, north, south, east, and west, to come against, this government that is out of control, because the system says that there is a set paradigm in operation for everybody that comes to Congress. They outside, they got all this ideology, they tell us this stuff, it all makes sense, we give them a chance, we send them to Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. says, no, that's not the way the game's played here, buddy. This is how you play the game. And it doesn't matter. I mean, even I hear women of very, you know, that are very strong on the outside, and they come in and they're formed by this institution, and they want to tell us, well, you know, you men, you need to get out of the way and let us women take over. I really don't, Jenny Beth, I don't care if it's women, I don't care if it's men. I just want people of character who are serious about the Constitution and want to get this country back on track. Now, Donald Trump has come a long way in turning things upside down because he's an outsider. He is not caught up in the institution. And that's why these people are going nuts, because he keeps moving their cheese. They do not like their program being turned upside down, because this has been a well-oiled machine for many decades. Thank you very much. They like it just the way it is, the cocktail parties and everything included, at the expense of we the people.
That is exactly right. And when you try to make a difference and you try to cut spending, they will, or you vote against their bills, then they really punish you as a member of Congress. They'll change your committee assignments. They'll remove positions. They even will determine what kind of office they give you, based
exactly.
The location of the office based on how much of a team player you are, rather than how much of a champion for the country you are.
And for your constituency. Let's talk Kavanaugh here. Jenny Beth, what do you make of this 11th hour deal? Dianne Feinstein has this letter in her desk drawer since July, and all of a sudden at the last minute, I mean, this smacks of a stroke, Lisa Page, we've got an insurance plan here kind of thing.
Maybe not. I know that that's not exactly the what everyone else is saying. I have been in favor of there being a hearing. Let her have her say.
Yes.
Let Kavanaugh be able to defend himself. You can't make this kind of accusation and then not give a person the opportunity to at least defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have thought that if you don't do that, then his confirmation will forever be tainted, and he does not deserve that.
Exactly.
As Americans, we don't deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Senate, Chairman Grassley said he'd reopen the hearings. We would have a hearing on Monday. Christine Blasey Ford and Kavanaugh both could come and testify. And now she's saying she wants the FBI to investigate rather than it being open for all of us to hear what's going on. And I just, at this point, I'm sure I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. I think something terrible must have happened to her. I don't think that you just go and make something up out of whole cloth like this.
Mm-hmm.
What I know also is that he categorically denies that he ever treated anyone this way.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people who she's accused of being in the room say that they weren't there, that this did not happen.
Yes.
Perhaps she's mixed up with who it was. They didn't actually go to the same school together.
Right. And there's a lot of confusion about where it took place, everything. And, of course, you can all put that into the fact that you're talking 30-some years later, all this stuff, you know, as you say, the trauma of being violated like this. I mean, if she really thought she was at a point of where she might have lost her life, God only knows what happened to her. And I agree. I'm not saying this should be ignored. It needs to be addressed for the sake of transparency, for the sake of, Judge Kavanaugh's own reputation.
Yes, that is correct. But now that she's saying, oh no, I want it to be an FBI investigation, I don't really want to go before the committee, even though earlier in the week her attorney said she did want to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Feinstein, Senator Feinstein, who has been aware of this since July, yesterday being quoted as saying that she wasn't even certain that she could not tell whether it was truthful or not.
Well, she's flip-flopping on that statement now, too, because then she came back later and said, oh, no, she has a lot of credibility after she said that she wasn't, convinced totally.
It just doesn't add up. It simply doesn't add up.
It seems like just an
effort to destroy his nomination.
We'll see if she shows up on Monday. Brett Kavanaugh is already there waiting. He's at the desk all by himself, ready to defend himself. Jenny Beth Martin, thank you.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
You think you can run a 4-7 mile again? I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
Can you help?
Here tonight, there's a drowning man. Just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrand's best-selling book.
These men did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for. But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air I breathe.
Hey, just like that, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm trying to keep my head anchored right now. It is spinning. I feel like, it's almost an exorcist moment with all this insanity going on over Kavanaugh, a last-minute deal. I mean, how many times has he been vetted and FBI checked over the years? I think at least six times. And now all of a sudden we get down to the 11th hour. Dianne Feinstein, in concert with the other Democrats that are doing everything they can to dismantle this republic, you know, from Spartacus moments to Kamala Harris and the ridiculous things that she suggested. I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, when is this going to quit, James?
Well, it's never going to quit. It's the playbook of the Democratic Party. It's Anita Hill all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some facts that haven't really come out that really support this being a hit job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know the timing is ridiculous. While the circus was going on at the confirmation hearings, Dianne Feinstein had the opportunity to bring this up to Kavanaugh when she questioned him in the open committee, when she questioned him in closed committees, mm-hmm. when she had the opportunity to submit written questions to him. She had the opportunity to interview him one-on-one, and none of this was ever brought up. But in the meantime, as the time passed and the confirmation hearings ended, we look back and we find that this woman, Christine Ford, is a liberal activist resistance college professor who participated in the Women's March, who made those pink hats that depict anatomy of a
right.
woman, who scrubbed all of her social media sites, basically deleted them, who had a bio at Stanford University that was erased, who appears, you know, who started out being anonymous. Now she claims, you know, she's willing to testify and all this, but she's hiding her identity as an activist. Another interesting fact, she comes out with a prearranged lie detector test. And when you have a lie detector test and you hire the lie detector operator, You can have it turn out any way you want. That's why lie detector data is inadmissible in court.
Mm-hmm.
So this was all part of this prearranged hit job. And she comes out with notes, allegedly, that she visited a therapist. She's, by the way, a psychology professor. And
with this, husband problems, marriage problems right now.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And she went to this therapist in 2012. Coincidentally, at the same time, a name surfaced in the news as a likely Supreme Court pick of then presidential candidate Mitt Romney. You know, that name was Brett Kavanaugh. So we put all this together, Dianne Feinstein sitting on it. Dianne Feinstein, the same senator who had a Chinese spy working for her for decades. I mean, this is an exercise in evil and corruption. I'll tell you what to observe today. Just recently, Kellyanne Conway urged this woman to come and testify.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the White House essentially is urging her to come in and submit to cross-examination, they know even more than the facts I've just laid out.
Exactly.
That she will not be able to withstand that cross-examination. The guy who was supposedly present in the room, his last name, ironically, is Judge.
Mm-hmm.
He calls this insane. He says that his friend, Kavanaugh, never acted like that,
mm-hmm.
ever. And there's no track record. There's mm-hmm. no indication that this was ever done. Nothing was ever reported to the police.
Right.
And it takes place 40 years ago.
Right. And 61 women,
like
61 women too, James, who knew Brett Kavanaugh from high school, said there's no way that this guy has been, he's a teenager, not that he's a saint or an angel or anything like that, but they said this is totally uncharacteristic of any kind of behavior that they saw.
So now the Republicans have already said, Grassley has already said that she's going to have her day to come in and testify.
Mm-hmm.
This is my view. She should come in tomorrow. They should give her one afternoon behind closed doors to keep it going and not have it be a circus, and get it behind them and confirm him as scheduled on Thursday. That's my recommendation to the Republican Party. If they start allowing the Democrats to stall, mm-hmm. there is a risk that the United States of America will not only lose a great conservative, Brett Kavanaugh, being appointed to the Supreme Court, but they will lose the ability to appoint a judge to this seat, because
exactly.
the Democrats could win the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the combination of that and what the Democrats would do if they took the House, we would never be able to appoint a candidate to the Supreme Court during that next 2 years of the Trump
administration. They'd be locked out. Yeah, without a doubt. James, I thought it was interesting. Dianne Feinstein's home newspaper, the San Francisco Chronicle, had this to say. Senator Feinstein's treatment of more than a three-decade-old sexual assault allegation against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh was unfair all around. It was unfair to Kavanaugh, unfair to his accuser, unfair to Feinstein's colleagues, Democrats and Republicans alike on the Senate Judiciary Committee. I mean, this thing has just been, whether it's, you know, Cory Booker threatening or saying that he went ahead and broke, Senate rules and the committee rules by taking on the chairman the way he did and releasing documents that we found out afterwards were already approved to be released. I mean, how juvenile, how sophomoric for somebody who has aspirations to be the president of the United States. Are you serious?
Well, the good news is that Cory Booker now has a nickname attached to him that mocks him and his opponents in the Democrat Party, like Elizabeth Warren,
mm-hmm.
and Kamala Harris, will use against him, and that is Spartacus,
yes.
that recently Clarence Thomas brought up in a speech.
Right.
And you mentioned what the home newspaper for Dianne Feinstein said. Absolutely, this is fundamentally unfair, in violation of the rules, for her to let those hearings come to a close, and then in a flourish, claim to be referring it to the FBI, which, by the way, the FBI is not investigating it because there's no criminality and they can't. Mm-hmm. And so it was definite stagecraft, and it's not Dianne Feinstein acting alone by any stretch of the imagination.
Exactly.
All the Democrats are involved, and this is their immoral, unfair approach to dealing with the mechanics of government. They are always willing to put a wrench in, even if it hurts the country.
Well, James, what does this do for the hashtag movement and everything? I mean, it really puts it all at risk, does it not? I mean, because people are on guard for this kind of stuff. I mean, you get this last-minute Hail Mary, type of thing that is so horrific. It's like, wait a minute, what do you mean there was sexual harassment here? What's going on? And it pauses everything unfairly. I mean, it's bad enough that Democrats have been so unhinged that they have abandoned any sense of civility, and in their language, everything is hyperbolic. It is extreme. You know, it's only, I guess they live in a world all by themselves, because, James, you and I, as, freedom-loving American citizens, we're marginalized. We don't exist in the eyes and ears of the Democratic Party.
Well, we better exist in this upcoming election.
Amen to that.
That's where freedom-loving Americans get to speak. And it's not the polls and it's not the fake news. It's the votes that count. And we have to turn out in record numbers. This midterm is really critical.
Exactly.
But this is the playbook of the Democrat Party. And you can bet right now, Gloria Allred is out there trolling.
Oh, yeah.
So this is what she does, looking for someone to add to this mix, because this is a sole, single person alleging this really old thing. And what they love to do is have a cumulative group of it. And they tried to do that with Anita Hill, but all the other ones fell apart.
Well, James, and also, you know the Stanford Law School. I mean, they're all part of the orchestration of this as well.
Well, Stanford, so, yeah, because there was a consortium teaching thing where this Christine Ford was involved in some psychology program that worked with Stanford. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, look, the entire group of people, including the lawyer that's come out that is representing this woman, are left-wing resistance activists.
Exactly.
And for her not to turn up during any one of these investigations, and believe me, they go all the way back, and now to turn up, and she doesn't remember which house it occurred in, which room it occurred in. She doesn't remember, but yet she claims to remember all these details and this fear and this trauma and who was there with him, this one witness. So I believe that this is a hit job. I believe it will fail. But the one problem that we have in this country are people like Senator Jeff Flake, who immediately wants to completely postpone the confirmation and any chance he gets.
Right.
Because his Trump derangement syndrome.
Well, he has no backbone. He has no backbone. Yeah, we know that, and that's why he's exiting. And I think that's a blessing for the voters there. James, we got to leave it there to be continued. Like so much of what you and I talk about, it just keeps on going. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, the one, the only, James Herson. Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water...